Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Meseches Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Mazel Tov to the Mesaimim, and welcome to the new Chevra joining the Chabura. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys. It's very exciting to begin Meseches Shabbos, as we spoke a little bit about the Siyum. It's such a practical Mesechta. I mean, not all of the pieces of the, you know, especially what we're going to learn now, especially if, you know, you live in a place with an Erev, so not all of it's going to be so relevant. But overall, just a little over a year, we're going to, as Hashem, get through Maseches Shabbos and really really have a good grasp on it, at least on a simple level, but with a lot of chazaras. And from that, you can build your database, knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos. It's going to be very, very helpful, I think. You know, I think we've all seen in the Chabura just from learning Maseches Brachos, learning what everything we need to know about Tefillah and Brachos in general, and benching and Kriya Shema. There's so many things that we took with us, and Bezras Hashem will see that in Shabbos as well. So let's just do a little bit of an overview. It's a particularly large Masechta. We're going to try to do our best to break it down in a way that we're able to do proper chazara. Again, the Amud V'Chazara system is that every day you review the previous day's Amud, right? So we're going to learn new Amud Sunday through Thursday, and every day we're going to do a quick chazara. I would even recommend if you have 5 minutes after we do the Amud that night, really just take 5 minutes and zip through what we did that night. It makes it so much easier the next day. And on Friday Shabbos, no new Amud. It's not like the merciless, you know, Daf Yomi. You know, Friday is a busy day. Shabbos is a busy day. You try to get 2.5 blot of Chazara over the Friday Shabbos span. And then, of course, the Oraisa program has tests, oraisa.org. You can find the different tests and many resources. We like to use the AllDaf app, or AllDaf.org has a lot of resources that we like to use. And Mirz Hashem in the WhatsApp group, I'm going to post. We'll start posting the Zichru. There's the mnemonic system, the Daf Simanim, that Rabbi Avram Goldhar of Passaic actually, or well, at least lives in Passaic now. He has a very good mnemonic program where you can memorize different points from every single daf in Shas. People who have been doing it from Maseches Brachos or doing Daf Yomi the Shabbos, they're able to keep it. So I'm going to post that in the group. We'll post some nice Chazara videos that from the Daf HaChaim Daf review. So Mirz Hashem, we'll have enough resources to not just learn Shabbos, not just like to go through it, but to really learn it well, and be able to walk out with a big part of it. Okay, so now that's an intro to the program, to our Chabura, the Masechta itself. So it's a large Masechta. It'll take a little over a year to do, which is going to be particularly long for our Chabura. Most Masechtas won't take that long. There are 24 prakim in Maseches Shabbos. That's very big, right? Usually a big Masechta has, like, you know, 10, 11, something like that. But this is a particularly large one. And of course, when you get to the end of Shas, also you have some large ones as well. By Prakim, some of the Mepharshim discuss what it is, the symbolism. Does anybody know what the symbolism of the 24 Prakim might be? 24
hours in the day.
It could be
24
hours in the day.
No, it's 24 Mishmaros.
Right, so 24 Mishmaros. Never heard that, but makes sense, right? There's an Indian of Shmira with Shabbos. I believe the Midrash speaks about the Tachsheta of a Kala, it used to be that there were 24 special ornaments that a Kala would wear. And Shabbos is a Kala. Shabbos is a day for learning Torah, and the Sefer Tanakh also. So it's discussed what that is. This first Perek. So we're not even going to start to Lamentes Malachos until most of the Lamentes Malachos until much later on, until the seventh parak, I think Daf Ayin Gimel. So the first things we're going to discuss are a little bit of Hotzah in the first parak in particular. The first parak is about 20 blots. So maybe let's focus in on that. That's going to be our first thing to try to get through to do Chazar. The first parak. There are about six different clumps of Mishnayos, and the next one isn't till Daf Tes. So we'll work on Beis now, and we'll start. today we're only going to really do the Mishnah. That we're not going to get much further than that because it takes up the whole daf or the whole omelet. Actually, a nice coming out of Maseches Brachos, which have particularly large daf, especially from the ninth parak of Brachos. So it's nice to get to this. It's so much easier to do Chazara, even with Rashi. It's so much easier with the smaller dafim. So really try to take advantage. So let's start. Let's do the first word before we have to stop again. Okay, Yitzios. So there are Yitzios, going out. So the Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehen Arba, there are going out, bringing out on Shabbos, two that are four, Bifnim, on the inside, V'Shtayim Shehen Arba Bachutz, and there are two that are four on the outside. So you should be confused, unless you've learned this before. So I think just about every part of that is confusing. So what are these goings out of Shabbos? Two that are four, inside, outside. So Rashi explains it. Siyas Shabbos, Hotzas, Shemir Rishus, Rishus, Hamoros, L'Shabbos. That we're talking about the bringing things from Rishus to Rishus on Shabbos. This is actually the last of the Lamites Malachos is Hotza, Motzi, Hotza, Mirishus L'Rishus. Taking from one domain to another domain. So we're going to talk about different types of domains, you know, there's a Rishus, we know Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. We're going to have to learn the details of what defines a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. It's not just if it's owned by, you know, an individual person or, you know, the community. It's going to be more than that. And then there's going to be certain, you know, gray zones, certain things that are only going to be Asher Midrash Rabbanan, and some things that are going to be, actually mutter to carry in. Like, for example, within Rosh Hashanah, definitely you can carry there. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're not going to be able to carry more than Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But that, and then there's also transmitting from something from one Rosh Hashanah to another. So from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or bringing something from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or something being brought Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, all of those are violations of this malacha of Hotzah Merishus L'Rishus. So we're talking about different types of these Yitzios. Rashi just clarifies something. Uva Gemara Mefarish da Hachnosos Nami Kari Yitzios. That hachnosos, bringing things in, they're also called yitzios over here. We're going to see a bunch of examples in our Mishnah, two that are four, and then a couple, and then another two that are four. We're going to see, these are just a bunch of cases where they're going to be things being brought in and being brought out. We're going to call all of them yitzios, things being brought out, but it's all the same thing. Right, because even if you're bringing something into the house, right, you take something from outside and you bring it into your home. So isn't that a hachnasa? Isn't that bringing something in? Yes, but you're taking it out of the first rishus. So it's technically correct to call these things yitzios, even though you might think no, it shouldn't be yitzios and hanachos. So hachnasos, but let's take a look at the second tosos. Right, you have over here Yitzios, Hotzaos Hove Lemasni. It should have said Hotzaos. Ela Naka Yitzios Lishna Dekra. Right, really Hotzaos would be bringing. Yitzios kind of means it's going out, right? Like a Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's an exodus. It's a going out of something. Shouldn't we say Yitzio like Hotzaos bringing out? But he just says that right, he's doing the Lishna Dekra Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bishalach that a person should not go out from his place, right? V'darshinan mina hotza Al Yetze Imakli Leket Haman. Right, and the Gemara in Eirvin, right, it's already giving a shout out to the next Masechta for those who are able to persevere a little over a year and get to Eirvin. So it's over there. It's going to darshan this pasuk in Parshas Bishalach of Al Yetzei Ish, and it's also Hotza. It's a lesson of not just going out, but bringing out. Basically, what Tosfos is telling us is that this Mishnah is coming based on this Pasuk, using the lesson of Yitzia instead of Hotza. It's connecting to that. I would just suggest further that this could also be a pshat why it uses the lesson of Yitzia and not also Hachnasa, as Rashi points out. Right? Meaning Rashi says, really, it's Hachnasos and Yitzios, but Yitzios can technically work, so we call it Yitzios. But I would say if you use this Tosfos, it could be even more than that. It's where we don't want to use the word from the pasuk from Parshas Bashalach regarding going out and also bringing out and even bringing in. Okay, so that's Yitzios HaShabbos. So bringing things out on Shabbos. So Shtayim Shehein Arba, two that are four. Right. So we have a lot of these kinds of things in Judaism. We spoke about Shemona Esrei, right? Maseches Brachos. Shemona Esrei is the 18 brachos. You know, I think that's 19 brachos, and we have many such. Such instances of numbers in Judaism being misleading. So over here, what is it? Shtayim Shehein Arba, two that are four, Bifnim, and Shtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz, and there are two that are four on the outside. So there are two that are four on the inside, two that are four on the outside. What are we talking about? Rashi says up here, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim, Lo'osana Omdim Bifnim. So those people who are standing on the inside, Shtayim Minatora, Hotza V'Hachnasa, Debal HaBayis. There's the Hotzah and the Hachnasah of the Baal HaBayis. So we're about to have two characters in our Mishnah. I'll introduce you to them now, right? It could simply be man on the inside and a man on the outside, but we're going to call them Baal HaBayis and Ani, right? That's how the Mishnah is going to refer to these two characters, the man on the inside of the house. And all these cases, we're about to go through eight cases in our Mishnah. All eight cases feature the same two actors. Baal HaBayis standing at the threshold, right at the door on the inside of the house. Ani is going to be standing right on the outside of the house. So he's in the Rishus HaRabim, he's in the Rishus HaYachid, and these are our characters. One's Mibifnim and one's Mibachutz. One's on the inside, one's on the outside. And they're going to have several different interactions and transactions of handing things over. He's holding it, his hands in the house, outside of the house. He takes it, he hands it to him. They're going to have various permutations of these two transaction between these two men, and two of them in each case, two of them are going to be asur midiraisa min haTorah, and two, and then we're going to have two more other categories that are going to be asur midirabanan that we're going to speak about. So that's the two that are four. There are two, but then there are really two more for each case, for the mibifnim case, for the guy who's on the inside, and for the guy who's on the outside. Right, Perek Azorik Bereisha, that some of the Mefarshim question why did that have to be an Ani and a Baal HaBayis, just any two guys, right? Neighbor one and neighbor two. So Bar Tanura says, I think in Perek Mishnayis, that he says even if it's a Davar Mitzvah, right? Over here we're talking about a case of giving tzedakah, but even so, I mean, it could be a question of why would you think what's the Havamina that you can violate Shabbos for giving tzedakah, but there are also deeper in Yanim here also perhaps connecting to Shabbos about Baal HaBayis and Ani and what it means to carry from Rishos to Rishos. But that's for the Amud V'Chazara Kabbalah program, which is not this one. Okay, so he continues Rashi. So he says in Perek Hazot Bereisha Nafgalon Vayitzav Moshe Vayavir Kol B'Machaneh V'Gomer. Right, so that the Torah says that, and we're going to darshan this later on in the Gemara, that Moshe calls out in the Machane, lo safiku me rishus hayach rishus harabim lehevi nedav lemachane levia aviyom haShabbos haya kedi yalapasam. Right, basically over there, it's talking about the bringing out. He tells him, don't bring out things anymore to donate to the Mishkan. Don't, no more donations. Don't bring it to the from the Machane Yisrael to the Machane Levia. Don't travel to my camp to bring it anymore. And darshan's over there. That's talking about Shabbos. Right, so the al shtayim elu chayiv chatas al shigaso. So on these two that were chayiv, you're chayiv a chatas over for it being a shogeg, vals dono kares, and if you do it b'mezid kares, v'al hasra so, and if there's hasra, skila. V'chein b'chom lecha Shabbos. So this is a very important cloud that we have to know as we're about to enter Masechah Shabbos. This is we're going to see different terminology for different cases. There's going to be chayiv, Pater and Mutter. Chayiv means that you're not allowed to do it, and it's an Isser D'Oraisa, and if you do it, well, if you do it accidentally, if you do it b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatas, right? If you do it intentionally, then you would get, someone would be Mechal Shabbos intentionally, violating one of the 39 melachos, he would get kares. If he would have hasra and edim, who warned him and all with meeting all the qualifications, they warn him and they give him proper hasra, and then he does it anyway, then he gets one of the Arba Mises based in the harshest according to one shita, skila. So that's what we mean by chayiv. If we say chayiv, that means he violated the isur d'oraisa, and it's chatas, kare, skila, whatever it might be. If we say putter, putter means that it's putter aval asar. It's putter, meaning it's not an isur d'oraisa, but it's an isur d'rabanan. So if you do this, if you violate this isur, you're putter, meaning you don't get kares or skila or bring a karmachatas, but it's an isser. And then there's mutter, not to be confused with putter. Mutter is that it is permitted. So we're saying that these two cases that we're talking about, these shtayim, the first shtayim, are going to be isure deraisa. So let's take a look. Now we get back to the Mishnah. Maybe, I don't know if we'll have enough time. There's the top tosis over here is a good tosis. He explains why we start off with this with the discussion of this malacha out of anything, right? Especially since we don't start learning the Lamentes malachos later on. We'll see if we have time for it at the end. So explain, how is this? And so now if you want to start, like, anybody who wants to write the numbers in their Gemara, so this would be the first case. Ha'oni omed bachutz, the poor person is standing on the outside. The oni is on the outside of the house. Ubala bias bifnim, and the bala bias is right inside. Okay, right there. They're in their stages as you would expect. Pashat ani es yado, the ani sticks out his hand lifnim. So now the ani's hand, the ani's outside, his hands are inside the house. Vinasan latoch yado, shal bala bias. And he puts something into the hand of the bala bias. You know, maybe his little cup, maybe his little his like tuda, his certification that he is a certified ani, whatever it might be. He hands something to him, right? Oh, another possibility. Shenatal mitocha v'hotzi, or he took it from him, and then he brought it out. So again, what does the ani do? The ani puts something in to the, his hands are in the house. So now he put something in the hands of the Baal Bayis, or he took something from the Baal Bayis' hands, some bread, let's say, and then took it out. So what happens in this case? Ha'ani chayiv u'Baal HaBayis putter. The ani is going to be chayiv, and the Baal Bayis is putter. Baal Bayis didn't do anything wrong over here. The ani is chayiv. Now, we're going to see that there really, when it comes to Hotzah, there are two things that we have to keep in mind. That there, to do the malacha of Hotzah properly, and by properly I mean improperly because it's an Isser, is you need what's called Akira and Hanacha. Akira means la'akor, to uproot. So it means picking something up, and Hanacha is placing it. In order to violate Hotzah Midiraisa, you need to both pick up the thing in one Rishus and bring it and put it down in another Rishus. That's what you need to do. And if you didn't do both of those pieces, Midiraisa, meaning like if somebody helped you do it, Midiraisa, you're going to be Potter. We're going to learn more about when it comes to the high demand, when it comes to Malacha and Shabbos, Malachas Masheves, different things that, if Shinoi and many people are getting involved, then it's not going to be the Malacha. So this is such a case. Now, it's actually going to be Asa Midar Banan to do part of it. But in this case, let's take a look at our Ani. Right, the Ani, he stuck his hands in the house. So he had something in his hand. Let's say he had his little cup. Right, a little basket. He had that in his hands. In a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, he takes it, puts his hands into the house, and puts it into the hand of the Baal HaBayis, who's inside the house. So the Baal HaBayis and his hands are a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So he just did an Akira and a Hanacha. Of course, the Ani is Chayiv. The Baal HaBayis didn't do Akira, he didn't do Hanacha, he didn't do anything. He was just standing there. He was like a table. Right? Nothing happened. He didn't do anything. Therefore, he is going to be putter. There's a discussion of what about Lifnei Iver? I think the Rush discusses this. But let's talk strictly Hilchos Shabbos. He's putter. Okay. New case. So a Pashat Baal HaBayis. We had two cases over here, by the way. Right? This is two cases where the Ani is going to be Chayav. Okay. Pashat Baal HaBayis. This is the next case, or maybe case three, I guess. Pashat Baal HaBayis es yado lachutz. So if the Baal HaBayis, right, they're still in the same places, they're in the same positions. But Pashat Baal HaBayis es yado, the Baal HaBayis stretches out his hand, lachutz, his hand is going out. So the ani is going to be receiving. V'nasan l'soch yado shel ani. And he places the bread into the hands of the ani. O shenatal mitocha v'hichnis. Or, the ani is standing outside the whole time. And the balabayas' hands go out and take his basket and bring it into his house. So, of course, this is the exact opposite of the previous case. Of course, what's going to be the halacha? Balabayas chayev v'ha'ani pater. Right? The balabayas is chayev, the ani is pater. The balabayas is chayev because he is the one who did everything. He did the akira, he did the hanacha. Okay. Pashat ha'ani, the ani, no, so this is now case 5. Pashat ha'ani es yado lifnim. Now the ani is standing outside, he sticks his hands inside, v'nata balabayas mitocha. Ah. Right? So now two people are acting. He took his hands, he brought it inside the house, and now his hands with his basket are here. And the balabayas is inside the house. He's not reaching out. The balabayas is staying in his house, but he reaches it from the ani's hands and takes the basket out of the ani's hands while it's already in his house. So he did, and then he has it in his house now. So the balabayas did not do an akira, right? He didn't uproot it. He did the hanacha, placed it. The ani lifted it up originally, but he didn't actually put it in the Rosh Hashanah. He didn't place it there because the balabayas took it from him. So the ani did the akira. The balabayas did the hanacha. So what's the halacha going to be? Or in a similar case, right? V'nata balabayas mitocha. Oh, shenasan litocha v'hotzi. Or he put it in, and then he brought it out, meaning the ani's hands are in the house. He placed the bread into the ani's hands, and the ani takes it out. So in this case, shneim peturin. Both of them are putter. Now again, when we say putter, so let's take a look at Rashi over here. Shneim peturin, it's 3 lines down from the wide lines in Rashi. Shneim peturin, shelo asaha echad malacha shlema, because not one of them did a full malacha. Aval asurin, but nevertheless it's asur. It's pater aval asur. Aval asurin lasos kein lechatchila. Why? Shema yavo kol echad ve'echad lasos malacha shlema b'shabbos. Right? So because the Rabbanan made it asur, because perhaps if we allow doing just the akira, just the hanacha, so what's going to happen if we have a lot of these transactions and people interacting, the brishus rechad yishus rabim, you have a great heter over here to transfer things. People are going to mess up. It could be that they were messing up, you know, and then the Rabbana came along and made the gzera. So Hari Shtayim Midivrehem Achas La'ani Bachutz V'Achas La'Balabayas Bifnim. And then Rashi is going to ask a question over here about maybe you can even see more cases, but I think the Gemara on Daf Gimel is going to get to that. Okay, so
Rabbi Azubar.
Yes.
What if the ani has like some bread and he puts it in halfway and then the balabayas takes it out of his hands?
So it's halfway. I mean, well, you're saying the ani didn't put his hands inside, just the bread was half inside?
Yeah.
Not sure. I mean, either way, he didn't do the hanacha, right? I don't know if the Gemara is going to discuss that. Do the ani's hands have to go in, or is it just part of the bread? I'm not sure. Or you could say maybe no, just the part of the bread, so that's essentially the balabayas doing everything on his own. I'm not sure. Okay, v'hotzi shneim peturim. Gemara continues. Pashat balabayas es yado lechutz. If the balabayas sticks his hands to the outside, v'nata la'ani mitocha, and the ani takes it from his hands, o shenasan lesocha, or he takes it in his hands and places it, v'hichnis, and he brings it inside, shneim peturim. Again, they're both pots over here, because the each one is not doing both the akira and the hanacha. So in both of these cases, it's going to be putter. So we just listed basically 8 cases. For each one, there's a case where the ani and the balabayis is bifnim or mibachutz, and where there are two that will be aser midaraisa and two where it'll be pater aval aser midarabanan. Okay, so now we'll just take a look at this top tosis because it's interesting. I think more than just interesting, it'll just give us a little bit of an overview of the flow of Masechah Shabbos. Mitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. So Hiksha Riva, the Riva is a question. Did Dinei Hotzos Shabbos Hayalo? We're starting with the Dinei Hotzos. So it's so random, right? It's the last of the Malachos. And also, if you see what's going to come next in the Masechah, we're not going to do, again, as I mentioned, we're not going to do the Malachos, right? Klal Gadol Shabbos is the list of the 39 Malachos. That doesn't take place until the 7th Perek. So we're going to get through, you know, Erev Shabbos, we're going to do Samach L'Mincha, we're going to do, you know, second parak, famously, Chanukah, Bamid Madlikin, we say Friday night, and my Chanukah, that we're going to do a lot of things like that, Erev Shabbos, and then, much later on, we're going to get to these Malachos, and for some reason, we have this one over here. So, Didini Yotzah, Shabbos, Hayalo, Lishanos, Gabi Avos Malachos, Acher Perak Klal Gadol, L'Kaman, right? Really, we should learn this much later on, after Klal Gadol. When we start, we should listen to the Lamatesh Malachos, right? What we're going to see after we get to the 7th Perek, so then the 8th Perek, Perek Ches to Tes Zayin, is going to be being Ma'ayin in the Lamatesh Malachos. And then after that, it's going to be some mostly like Muktzah and Shvus and Uvdin Dechol, mostly Asuri Derabanan. But this should be safe for the Lamatesh Malachos section. So the Hasam Tani Avos Malachos Mem Chaser Achas. That's when we learn the 39 Malachos. Viktani Hotzal of Asof, and we learn Hotzah at the end. The Havali Lahaskil Kaseder Bedvarim Demayri BeErev Shabbos. We should start with the things that we talk about Erev Shabbos. Maybe Od Yom when it's still day. Kigon Lo Yetzeh Hachayet Bemachato Samuch LaChashecha. That's going to be one of the right. And Ein Shurin Diov Asamanin. These are different. Ein Solin Basar. These are different Isurim. That are certain things that you're not supposed to do Erev Shabbos. These are Mishnayos. We're going to see later on in this very parak about certain things you can't do, Gzeros, that you're not allowed to do Erev Shabbos. V'achar kach Bamid Madlikin. After that, we're going to get to the second parak of Shabbos, which is Bamid Madlikin, V'kira, Ubama Tomnin. Right, we're going to get to Shehiya, and Chazara, and Hatmana, different things regarding cooking, Isurim, Derabanan around Bishol, Shem Dvar Manogim Im Chashecha, because those are things that are relevant to Shabbos as it starts to get dark. V'achar kach, Bameh Babahema, Bameh Isha Yotzad, right, Dvar Manogim B'Shabbos Atzmo, then there's certain things about a person can, what they can carry, what their animals can carry, men can carry, women can carry. V'shuv Avos Malachos Shal Shabbos. And then he says this next point. He says, "V'derech hatana," and it's the way of the Tanaim in general. Lishanos kaseder zeh kemoshem etzina b'psachim, and he goes through. We'll skip a little bit. He goes through Gemara. P'sachim is basically in order. It starts with bedikas chameit, and it goes on in order. And Yuma Yom Kippur goes basically in order. So now we'll go a few lines down. V'tiritz dehotzacha viva leilak dume mishum. He says that maybe the reason it starts with Hotzah is because there's so many, it's a very beloved Mishnah because there's so many interesting points and critical lessons. The lesson of Akira and Hanacha, those are two pieces that you need to be over a lav on Shabbos. You need the Shlema to do a whole Malacha by yourself, and different things about Rishuyos, and the status of a hand when it comes to a Rishus. So he says that there are a lot, and I guess also the klal about chayiv and putter and mutter. So there's a lot of like introductory material in this Mishnah. Then he says, Rabbeinu Tam Afarish Didavar Hahove Rogel Hashas Lashanos Tchila. He says that no, another pshat is that we start this because it's a very common thing. Nowadays it's actually not so common because most of us live in areas that have Eruvin. But this was a very, very common practical shaila on Shabbos, so it's normal for the Derech of Shas to do very relevant things and not necessarily go in the order that you would expect. And he gives an example of Bava Kama, Hashor Babor Vamav Vahever. He says those are not in the order that it's written in Parshas Mishpatim in the Chumash. That's not in the proper order, but it's chosen like that because that's what was the most common. And then he quotes a Rav Hai Gon that you might remember from when we learned a Tosfos in Brachos regarding Right, the four people who are tzrichim lehodos that need to thank Hashem, Birchas Hagomel. So it mentions them not in the same order that David HaMelech put them in Tehillim. Right, remember from Kuf Zayin, David HaMelech listed the four people who have to thank Hashem in a particular order, and the Gemara presents them in a different order. Tosos quotes Rav Hai Gaon and says, "Yeah, well, it's the Gemara quotes in the order that's most common, most likely to happen." So he said, so that's the second pshat. Then he gets to another pshat, but it could be that it's the complications that he's going to say that it's actually what's called a malacha gerua. It's a lower level malacha than other things, as he says. I'll explain as we go on. But very simply, it's a different type of malacha than everything else because it doesn't really affect the change. You usually, when you cook something, so it's raw, then you cook it, you change it, right? If something is whole, and then you cut it or you spin it into wool, so you've changed it. What have you changed when you bring something from one location to another? And so it's kind of this a little bit of a strange malacha, especially when you get to only partial jobs, akira, hanacha. So it seems like it's like a non or malacha gerua. So it's fitting to start with it. Okay, just because I don't want to say we didn't do any Gemara tonight. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Okay, I think we'll stop there. Okay, Esther Felleth, everybody.
Can I ask a question?